Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
I want to begin this session by saying God is a good God.
Yes.
He is a good God. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Open your Bibles with me this morning to the book of Ephesians. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. In the second chapter, let's begin reading with the first verse. Now, nobody just starts with "and." So back up. And it's talking about the exceeding greatness of His power. The exceeding greatness of His power. That 19th verse of the first chapter, what is this exceeding greatness of His power to usward, or towards us who believe? This is a believer's convention.
Come on. Yeah.
So it's towards us. The power is towards us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ. We are in Christ.
That's right.
So when you find in Christ, in Him, or in whom, it's referring to you. It's referring to me. Amen.
Yes,
which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, or in the heavenlies, far above. Whoa, not just above. I'm telling you, this is way over yonder.
Come on.
Way yonder above. Far above all principality, far above all power, far above might and dominion, and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come.
Yes, sir.
And has put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church,
yes,
which is His body, in fullness of Him that filleth all in all. And you have He quickened or made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation. That better term is this, in our manner of life. But when you think about it, it was in our conversation also.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because what you think about most of the time, you will become.
Yeah. Come on.
And the reason that is, what you think about most of the time is what you say most of the time. So it's in your conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your conversation will reveal your manner of life.
Yes, it will.
Are you walking in a life controlled in fear? Are you walking in a life that's very aware of faith? Amen. So, among whom also we had our manner of life in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. There's your mind. And were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. What does that mean? Well, we're going to look at it in a moment over in the book of Romans. Even as others. according to 2019 census, something like 40 million people in this country, 65 or older. And people went to work when they were 18, 20. And usually by the time 20, 25 years old, you have a job and a family. Just like everyone else. And wind up at the end of 60, 65 years, broke.
That's right.
That's right.
Just like everyone else. Why? Everybody thinks just alike. Thinking, being controlled by the media, being controlled by what everybody says. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what they always say. Well, who said they always say that? These are thoughtless words. Amen. Ah, but in the 12th chapter of the book of Romans, it states very clearly, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
Yes. Glory to God. Well, how do you do that? That's it's very simple, but it's something you have to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
The first thing is, who tells you what to think?
Come on.
You do.
That's right.
You do. Who do? You do. That's right. And Jesus made it so simple. He just simply said, Steve, why take ye thought saying? A thought goes into operation once you say it. A thought stillborn, you think it, don't say it. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So our thinking is vitally important, right?
Yes.
So we renew our minds to the Word. You find a thought in the Word and you take that thought which came from God and say it. Take it and say it. Take it and say it until it comes out of your mouth without you having to think about it. Now, I have I think it's kind of a peculiar way of renewing my mind, but it works for me. And right there in the 12th chapter of Romans, talking about that, telling us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. Amen? So I saw that and I realized I was not doing that. I wasn't even mentioning it, much less doing it as part of my praise. So for a very long time, a number of years, until I became aware of it, I didn't refer to my body as my body. I referred to it as my sacrifice. This is my sacrifice. Now, that came in with a real impact when the Lord, over the period of time, talking to me about Genesis 6:3, that the days of man shall be 120 years. And I didn't know whether I wanted to do that or not. But the Lord finally came right after studying it and thinking about it, and Gloria and I talking about it and so forth. came to that place. And finally, he said, would you do this for me? And I won't go into all of the reasons why, but it had to do with the anointing. And so I said, well, of course I will. And that meant that I had to go to work spiritually. I had to come to the place where to get my spirit in the best spiritual condition in which it could possibly be. And to get my thinking and my mind in the very best emotional and my will, my thinking in which it could be. And to get my body in the best physical condition. Because in order to hold on to that mandate, well, I have to change what? I have to change my thinking, which changes my words. I have to be very aware that it's a covenant thing between my Father God and me. And so I started doing that. And just as I was about to, I just stepped up on the treadmill one morning and I heard these words in my spirit, Kenneth, I sacrificed my body for yours. And now you're sacrificing your body for mine. So I'm here doing what I do this morning because of you.
Amen.
That's why I continue to do what I do. That's my calling. Now, I tell you, I love the evangelistic calling. And once in a while, that evangelistic anointing comes on me where you just preach and spit and, you know, I mean, just holler all the time. Oh, I love it. But that's not my primary calling. Praise God. And thank you, Jesus. Now then, let's go back in here because of some things we need to see. Thank you, Lord. But God, isn't that a good statement? Yeah, but God. But Brother Copeland, what were we going to do in this country? Yeah, but God. Yeah, but God. Instead of, yeah, but what? Yeah, but God. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has made us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Well, Brother Copeland, is it the grace that's the gift of God? Or the faith that's a gift of God? Both! Amen. But it took the power and the force of faith, believing in your heart and speaking it with your mouth.
Yes.
Glory to God. And you became a new creature in Christ Jesus. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship.
Yes, I am. Amen.
We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember, let's remember something, that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, we were. Don't let the word Gentile throw you. That just simply means someone without God.
Amen.
So who is someone without God? What are they? Heathen. Now, I'm so glad y'all came to Texas where we can speak the English language correctly. Heathen. You heathen, you. glory to God. No, you're not a heathen any longer. You're in Christ. Glory to God. Created in Christ Jesus. Wherefore, remember you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, at that time. At that time, you were without the anointed one, so you were without His anointing, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants, plural, both covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Covenants. Well, Brother Copeland, you just talk about covenant all the time. Oh, you figured that out, did you? Don't you ever preach about anything else? Yes, but it's all tied to covenants.
Right.
Being a stranger from the covenants of promise. You can be a stranger from the covenants of promise and be born again, filled with the mighty Spirit of God, speaking with other tongues, healing, believing, prospering Christian, and never, ever be covenant-minded. And it's a very dangerous place in which to be. Because you go along and all your happiness and all the things that are happening, and all of a sudden tragedy strikes. Now what? You will be at a place where one thing or the other happens. You will be thrown into some kind of grieving situation where it looks like there's no way out of it. And the Apostle Paul wrote and said, grieve not. King James says, sorrow not. Look it up. Look it up. Where he talked about the catching away of the church. Look it up for yourself. Said sorrow not, but the word there is grief. He said, grieve not, for we are not a people without hope.
Amen.
And when you know you have a covenant with God, when it's real that you're a covenant man, you're a covenant woman, And immediately you just go, you just dive headlong into that covenant. And you begin to say, oh my God, my Father, you never leave me nor forsake me. You didn't have any part in this thing.
Yes.
You didn't do this.
That's right.
You're a good God. And Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. There's the oppressor. And you can come to that place where you just fall on your face and say, I missed it someplace. Where did I miss it? Because this is not going to happen to this family anymore. This is not going to happen to me anymore. This is not going to happen to my finances anymore.
Amen.
I don't have to put up with this. I don't have to put up with junk out of myself. Amen. Glory to God. Why? Two blood covenants. And a reality of this. The life of the flesh, the scripture says, is in the blood. It's in the blood. What happens when the blood pump stops? The blood stops, the body dies. Most precious thing to the physical body there is. It's blood that carries oxygen to the body. Without oxygen, things really get in a mess. Hallelujah. Go ahead and smile. Well, you know, it's good. Amen. But I wanted to impress you with that because this book of Ephesians, back up there a minute, we are His workmanship. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. That puts us in Christ Jesus. That puts us in a very, very special place.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Whether you've remained constant and confident in the face of what is happening in the world in your life, or have felt the pressure of fear try to take control of your thoughts and conversations, understanding and emphasizing the authority we have through the name of Jesus and how to use His name changes everything. In the Power of the Name package, Kenneth Copeland teaches on the foundational scriptures and revelation that taught him to use the name of Jesus since the beginning of his ministry in 1967. Included is a 6-message audio series titled Jesus, the Name Above Every Name, with a companion study guide of topical overviews, outlines, questions, and space to take notes as you listen to the teachings. As part of the family of God, you have the right to use the name of Jesus and all the power that is behind it to change habits, mindset, and the physical world around you. With the power of God released in your life through speaking the name of Jesus, your life will be transformed. There is a name that is above every other name. Request your free copy of the Power of the Name of Jesus package, an MP3 series with study guide from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. As a member of the family of God, you have the right and authority to use that name and walk out your victory.
go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
This week, Brother Copeland is teaching us about the exceeding greatness of the name of Jesus. It is the name that's above every name, and the power of God is in His name. Now, over the next 2 weeks, you're going to learn about the authority in that name and how to use the name of Jesus to live safe and live protected in the power of God. Speaking of that, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called The Power of the Name of Jesus. And this package contains an audio teaching and a book by Kenneth Copeland. And this is part of Kenneth Copeland's Foundation Basic Series. Now, every believer needs to get this and learn to utilize the name of Jesus that is backed by the power of God. You see, Jesus gave His name to the church and all the power and authority that it carries. His name is above all sickness. It's above poverty. It's above worry, lack, and fear. And when you use the name of Jesus, you're using the authority that you have in Him. And I encourage you to take this series, renew your mind to the Word of God and what it says about the power made available to you in that name. Right now, more than ever, it's so vital that you know how to live in the name of Jesus. So to request your free package, go to kcm.org. And then let me tell you about the Omaha Victory Campaign that is coming up. You need to pray about coming to be a part of this. It's October 28th through the 30th in Omaha, Nebraska. Brother Copeland and Jerry Savelle will be there preaching the Word of God, and we encourage you to come, hear the good news of the gospel, remind yourself of the unfailing power of God. It's going to be a great time to come build your faith, get strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Partners, we want to see you there. It's a free event, so register today at kcm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org. While you're online, you can also request a free copy of today's broadcast on DVD, CD, or download it to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.